Thank you for coming this morning. Thank you for participating in this worship. What a tremendous time to gather together as the people of God and celebrate our great God.
谢谢大家今天早上跟我们一起来敬拜神。我们今天有很美好的敬拜，这实在是一个很伟大的时刻。我们可以一起来敬拜这位伟大的神。
The world tells us today is Earth Day.
今天是地球日，是吗？
But in fact, it's Lord of the Earth Day.
今天其实是全地的主的日子。
We celebrate and we worship and serve not the creation, but the Creator.
因为我们服侍和我们敬拜不是这个受造、这个创造，而是那位创造的神。
He has created a wonderful world.
是的，他的确创造了一个美好的世界。
And He can do better.
那他可以造得更好。
And He will.
他也会造得更好。
And He is greater than the earth.
他比这世界更大。
The earth is not our mother.
因为这个地球不是我们的母亲。
The Creator is our Father.
而这个创造的神是我们的父亲。
And so we gather to celebrate and worship Him.
所以我们在一起呢，我们来欢庆，我们来敬拜他。
It's our exquisite privilege this morning to focus our attention on a remarkable passage of Scripture from Isaiah chapter 40.
所以今天呢，我们有很大的这个特权和我们的荣幸，我们来今天来看以赛亚书40章这一段伟大的经文。
Comparison is something that is kind of hardwired into our hearts, is it not?
对比较对我们来说，好像这就是天生的，我们天生就喜欢比。
We find it important that we know who is the best at something.
我们总是希望知道谁能够做某些事情做得最好。
We want to know who wins the game.
我们希望知道谁比赛比赢了。
We celebrate bestness at the Academy Awards.
我们在金像奖颁奖典礼的时候呢，我们就可以知道谁是最好的。
The Fortune 500 list.
还有在财富杂志的那个500强里面，我们就可以知道谁是最好的企业家。
It's not uncommon that at the Olympics, the difference between first place and second is measured in hundredths of a second.
在奥林匹克比赛的时候呢，常常第一名跟第二名之间呢，他们的差距不过就是十分之一或是百分之一秒。
The Masters Golf Tournament.
还有在那个高尔夫球大师的锦标赛里。
In wonderful American Madison Avenue hyperbole, famously boasts a tradition unlike any other.
那他们在那个Madison街在那比赛的时候，他们非常的自豪。他们说这个比赛呢是绝无仅有的一个传统。
Today we consider him who is unlike any other.
今天呢，我们就要来看这一位，他是无可比较的，没有人可以跟他相比。
The prophet bids us think about to whom would we liken him.
那个以赛亚这个先知呢，他说你们要将我比谁？他这样子说。
The prophet Isaiah lived in a time of relative calm, that is, calm for Judah, the southern kingdom.
以赛亚的这个时代呢，其实是一个蛮平静的时代。这个平静呢，只是对南国的犹大国而说的。But
during the time of his life and ministry, the sister kingdom in the north, Israel, was overthrown by Assyria.
在他的这个生平，他服侍主的这些年间呢，犹大国的这个姐妹国以色列呢，已经被亚述国推翻，消灭了。That
should have been a wake-up call.
其实对犹大国来说，这应该是一个警钟。But
alas, the people of Judah did not fundamentally change.
但是可惜的是，犹大国的人呢，他们并没有从根本上改变。Isaiah
preached over a period of several decades.
所以呢，以赛亚书他，以赛亚这个先知呢，他宣讲神的信息差不多几十年。And
somebody, perhaps himself, eventually collected and arranged the manuscripts of those messages.
到最后呢，某一个人，或许就是他自己，他把他的那个信息都整理、收集起来。And
in this grand book that leads off the section of the prophets in the Old Testament, are preserved for us bad news and good news.
在这一本书里面呢，神向我们宣讲有好消息，也有坏消息。
39 chapters of mostly bad news, followed by the last 27 chapters of very good news.
在头39章呢，讲的大部分都是坏消息，不好的信息，但是在最后的27章里面讲的都是好消息。
Beyond all, God would raise up a Savior and bring in an age of glory, which would be eternal.
最后呢，他说神要兴起一位救主，并且把我们带进永世的荣耀里。
And what we are looking at this morning then is that opening statement, that first chapter of the grand message of hope and salvation for Israel and the world.
今天呢，我们要看的就是在这一段这个安慰的信息，对以色列还有对所有的人安慰的信息的这个前面这个开场的信息。
We will skip over the first 11 verses, which are themselves a wonderful statement.
我们呢，就跳过头前面的十一节，那些也是非常好的经节。The
prophet announces great comfort for God's people, in that God will come as the gentlest and yet mightiest shepherd.
在前面十一节呢，一开始他就说他要安慰神的百姓，而神在这里把他自己表达的是一个非常的温柔而且非常的伟大的一个牧人。
In our section today, verses 12 to 31, is a single poem.
那我们今天要看的是十二节到三十一节，这其实这本身呢就是一篇诗。
It's in six stanzas.
一共有六节，有六段。
Of about 3 to 4 verses each.
每一段呢，差不多有3到4节。
One of the striking features of this poem is how many times the poet asks rhetorical questions.
那这个这些经节里面呢，一个很突出的地方呢，就是这个先知呢，不断的用一个反问句来问。
But two most outstanding questions are repeated.
其中有两个问题呢，他不断的来反问。
In verses 18 and 25, the poet asks the questions, To whom will you liken me or compare me?
第十八节到第二十五节呢，两次，这个先知就不断的说，你们将我比谁呢？
And then in verses 21 and 28, he asks, Do you not know? Do you not hear?
然后在第21节和28节呢，先知又说，你们岂不曾知道吗？你们岂不曾听见吗？
The opening stanza, verses 12 through 14, is also filled with rhetorical questions.
在这一段的这个开头的12节到14节呢，也充满了都是一些反问的问句。
Depending on how you read them, they could be as few as 4 or as many as 12 questions in these 3 verses.
在这三节里面呢，你可能看出从4个到12个问题。
Let me read for you those verses. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heavens with a span, enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who has measured the spirit of the Lord? Or what man shows him his counsel? Whom did he consult? And who made him understand? Who taught him the path of justice and taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding?
12节到第14节，这里面先知说，谁曾用手心量珠水，用手虎口量苍天，用升斗盛大地的尘土，用秤称山岭，用天平平冈岭呢？ 谁曾测度耶和华的心，或做他的谋士，指教他呢？他与谁商议？谁教导他？将公平的路指示他，又将知识教训他，将通达的道指教他呢？
The most repeated word in that stanza is the word who.
这里面呢，我们看见一个字不断的重复，就是谁。
And the answer to the question in verse 12, who is measured and so forth, There is one and only one, namely God.
那在第十二节呢，说他谁曾经用手量珠水，谁怎么样怎么样，只有一位，那就是神。
And the answer to the question, who in verses 13 and 14, who has taught him anything? The answer is no one.
那13节和14节的答案，谁曾经测度耶和华的心，谁曾怎么样呢？这个答案就是没有一个人。
Only he could measure the waters in the hollow of his hand.
因为只有他能够用他的手心量诸水。
Do you know how much water there is on the planet?
你知道在这个地球上到底有多少水吗？
Google knows.
如果我们查谷歌，它可以告诉我们。
The estimate that I found was 326 cubic, million cubic miles.
它查出来的呢，就是3亿2600万立方英里。
That's a staggering number to me.
这实在是一个很惊人的数字。
And yet the solid earth is much larger.
但是我们的地球比这个更大。
And then there is our solar system and our galaxy and innumerable galaxies beyond that.
然后呢，我们就有我们的太阳系，我们的银河系，还有数不完的银河系。
Who marked off the heavens with a span?
所以呢，谁曾经用手虎口量苍天？
And beyond that, who could teach him anything? Where did he learn all that he knows?
然后谁能够指教他呢？到底神从谁学这些东西？
He just knows everything.
他本来就知道，而且他知道万事。
Have you let yourself meditate on the concept of omniscience?
我们有没有去默想神这个无所不知的这个伟大？
Knowing everything that could possibly be known.
他知道所有可以能够知道的事情。
Amazing, what a mind.
你能够想象他的心吗？他的心思吗？何等伟大。
And so he asks the question a couple of times, to whom will you liken me?
所以呢，他不断地说，你们到底能够将我比谁？
In verses 19 and 20, he says, am I like an idol?
在19节、20节，他说， 我像一个偶像吗？
An idol, a craftsman casts it, a goldsmith overlays it with gold, he casts for it silver chains.
什么是偶像呢？ 偶像是匠人所铸造, 银匠用金包裹, 为他铸造的银链, 一个像。
And then in delicious irony in verse 20, he seeks out a skillful craftsman to set up an idol that will not move or tip over.
然后呢，在20节我们就看见一个非常有意思的一个讽刺的话说，因为呢，你要选那个不能朽坏的树木，然后为自己找巧匠，能够立起一个偶像呢，它就不会倒的。
We should cry out to one that might tip over.
难道我们应该对一个 可会倒的东西，我们向他呼求吗？
We should bow down to one made of wood.
我们应该对一个用木头造的东西，我们来敬拜，来对他敬拜吗？
Israel thought that maybe the gods of the nations were on a par with their God.
那但是以色列人却说呢，或许呢，这些列国的神呢，他们是神。
Haven't you heard? Don't you know?
但是你们不曾听见吗? 你们岂不知道吗?
That is to say, are you ignorant and are you deaf?
换句话说, 神是问他们, 你们是这么的无知, 你们是耳聋的吗?
No one seriously expects the Gentiles of that day to get it.
当时神没有人会想说这外邦人可以明白这些道理。
But if you've chosen Israel, do not. Oh, that's a tragedy.
但是如果神的选民以色列人却不明白这个道理，那实在是一个悲剧。
You are acting as if you don't know, like you never heard.
但是呢，你们表现的就好像你们从来不知道，从来没有听说过。
Back in chapter 1 of this prophecy, the prophet read the legal charges against Israel in the court of the universe.
在以赛亚书第一章呢，我们读起来呢，就好像是这个宇宙的神呢，他在一个法庭里面，他来控告，来控诉以色列。
Listen, O heavens, and hear, O earth.
他说, 天哪, 要听, 地啊, 要侧耳而听。
That is, as if addressing them as a jury, an impartial jury.
好像神是对着天和地来说话, 来控诉, 把他们当成一个很公正的陪审团。
And the legal charges continue. For the Lord speaks,
然后呢, 这个控诉继续下去, 耶和华说,
Sons have I reared up and brought up, but they have revolted against me.
我养育儿女, 将他们养大, 他们竟背逆我。
An ox knows its owner, a donkey knows its master's manger.
牛认识主人, 驴认识主人的槽。
But Israel does not know. My people do not understand.
但是以色列却不认识, 我的名却不留意。
That is, they do not know their maker, their master.
换句话说, 他们不认识他们的主人, 他不认识那造他的。
So here our prophet asks, Don't you know?
所以这里先知就说, 你们岂不曾知道吗?
Of course they knew.
他们当然知道。
And yet they didn't know.
但是他们又好像不知道。
Israel is dumber than an ox and a donkey.
换句话说, 以色列人, 他们比牛, 比驴都还要愚蠢。
And so are people in our day.
我们今天的人类也是这样。
Sin is like that. It renders people insane.
罪就是这样子, 罪使我们呢, 迟钝, 使我们没有感觉。
That they would worship earth instead of the Creator.
使我们能够, 去敬拜这个地球和地上的事, 却不敬拜神。
Again, the prophet asks twice, Have you not heard?
然后这个, 先知就问了两次, 你们岂不曾听说吗?
Of course they had heard time and again through innumerable prophets.
当然借着许许多多的先知, 他们不断地, 一而再地听说了。
Israel had a problem.
但是以色列人有一个问题。
She was deaf and she was blind.
这以色列国家呢, 他们是耳聋了, 而且他们是眼瞎。And
since they had heard, they were culpable.
既然他们已经听说过了, 那他们就有责任。
They were to be faulted for not getting it.
所以他们如果不明白呢, 那是他们的错。
And we also are expected to get it.
我们呢, 也同样的应该明白。
In Romans chapter 1, Paul insists that no one on the planet, from Adam's day to ours, can claim that they had no information about God with their without excuse.
在罗马书第一章里面, 保罗说, 他坚决地说, 在这个整个地球, 没有一个人可以说, 他从来没有听过任何有关神的资讯。
It recently occurred to me that in the great oratorio by George Frederick Handel that is sung commonly at Christmas called The Messiah.
最近呢, 我突然明白这件事情, 就是韩戴尔他那个不朽的名作, 米赛亚, 通常在, 圣诞节的时候都会听见。
God has given the world the gospel.
其实神已经给这个世界这个福音的信息。
In a form that even unbelievers sing and pay money to hear year after year.
所以, 一年不断的, 年复一年, 神把这个, 神把这个福音的信息, 借着韩戴尔的这弥赛亚剧, 来, 诉讼给别人, 而且这些外邦人呢, 他们不但唱, 而且他们还花钱去听。
They have heard.
所以他们都听见了。
When we were in Prague, Czech Republic, I was struck by the prominent Hebrew writing on a bridge in town.
在这个城市里面呢, 在一个桥上面, 我看见一个, 用希伯来文的雕刻。
An iron sculpture in a gate-like architectural adornment.
在那里呢, 有一个, 铁柱的一个雕像。
Was the text of Isaiah chapter 6.
那我看呢, 这个, 它上面写的是希伯来文, 我仔细看是, 以赛亚书第六章第三节的希伯来文。
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts.
在这里说, 圣哉, 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 万军之耶和华。
The whole earth is full of His glory.
他的荣光充满全地。
And I wondered how many other such monuments there are around the world.
所以我在想，这世界上还有多少像这一类的这些纪念碑或者这些雕刻
？The prophet Zechariah.
撒加利亚先知撒加利亚
indicts Israel, saying they refused to pay attention. They turned a stubborn shoulder. They stopped their ears that they might not hear.
先知撒加利亚他说，以色列人呢，他们却不肯听从，扭转肩头，塞耳不听。
They made their hearts like flint, so that they would not hear the law and the words of the Lord of hosts.
他们使心硬如金刚石，不听律法和万军之耶和华。
Just as he called and they would not listen, so they called and I would not listen, says the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说，我曾呼唤他们，他们不听；将来他们呼求我，我也不听。
And the words of Jesus then quoting from Isaiah, the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and turn so that I should heal them.
主耶稣他自己呢也曾引用以赛亚书第六章第十节，他说，因为这百姓蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
God is not going to accept a plea of ignorance at the final judgment.
当在最后审判的时候呢，神不会接受我们任何一个人上诉，解释说我们不知道。
Not from Israel, not from any in the remotest part of this earth, and certainly not from any in this room.
他不会接受以色列人这样子的一个借口，也不会接受任何人从世界上任何一个地方说这句话，更不会从我们中间任何一个人。
The central idea of this prophecy poem is, who is like him?
所以这一段先知的这首诗，它的中心信息到底是什么呢？就是说，他到底像谁？
Turning that rhetorical question around into a declarative statement, it becomes, he is incomparable.
换句话说，把那个问句再转过来的话呢，换句话说就是，他是无可比较的，无法比的。
He has no equal.
他没有相等同等的。
In verses 15 through 17, the prophet says that Israel's enemies, the Gentile nations, are no comparison to her God.
在第十五节到第十七节呢，他这里说万民，尤其是这些列国以色列的敌人，他们根本就没有办法跟神比。
Verse 15, behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and are regarded as a speck of dust on the scales.
十五节他说，看哪，万民都像水桶的一滴，又算如天平上的微尘。
When God goes into competition with these, he does not feel the slightest need to prepare, to go into training, to face his toughest challenger.
当神呢，要面对他最严格的挑战，还有这些敌人的时候呢，他一点都不需要受训练，就可以面对他们。
The prophet tells the story just three chapters earlier of how that God wiped out an army of 185,000 Assyrians in a night.
在前三章呢，先知已经讲了一个故事，就是耶和华神他把以色列的敌军亚述大军在一夜之间就击杀了185,000人。
They're no match for him.
所以对他来说，他根本就是没有敌手的。
The most fearsome empire.
他是不管就是最强大的帝国。
They're no match.
也不能跟神相比。
Fear Assyria? Fear Babylon?
所以你们要怕亚述吗？你们要怕巴比伦吗
？We must save our fear for this one.
我们应该把我们的害怕和我们的敬畏保留起来，归给神。
It speaks of the weakness of the idols.
然后呢，他就讲到这些偶像的弱点，他们的软弱无能。
It was assumed that the gods of conquering nations were superior to those of the conquered people.
因为通常呢，人都会把那个得胜的这个国家的这个偶像呢，他们的神就认为说，他们的神比那个被打败的国家的神要强。
But here too, the prophet says there is no comparison.
但是先知在这里一再的说，没有可比的。
Verse 22 and 3 speak of the powers of the world around them.
22节、23节呢，他在这里讲呢，在他们周围的这些强国的这些能力。
Do you not know? Do you not hear?
但是他说，你岂不知道吗？你岂不听见吗？
And he calls attention to the fearsome powers of Assyria and next Babylon that Judah would face.
所以呢，他就说，是的，的确，以赛，亚述还有巴比伦，他们的确非常的强盛，非常的凶悍。
In this stanza.He invites us to share in the perspective of God from on high.
但是在这一段诗里面呢，他却把我们带到高处，让我们从高处来看事情。
Looking down on the earth,
他这个诗人呢，他把我们带到高处，从高天往下看这个世界。
Verse 22 is, "It is He who sits above the circle of the earth." And its inhabitants are like grasshoppers.
他说神坐在地球大圈之上，地上的居民好像蝗虫。
Whereas in the next stanza at verse 25 and 26,
然后在25到26节呢
，He says, "Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these."
他说你们呢就要向山举向上举目，看谁创造这万象。
And so we have the great contrast between God's perspective looking down and our perspective looking up.
所以我们就可以看见神的角度是从上往下看，然后我们的角度从下往上看。
Those great armies of Assyria and Babylon, they were terrifying.
的确，这些亚述和巴比伦的大军，他们是很可怕。
Until you factor Israel's God into the equation.
直到你把以色列的神也放在其中。
And so he says at verse 24, of those Babylonian armies, scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth. He blows on them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble.
所以，然后他说，这些亚述大军、巴比伦大军呢，他们是刚才栽下，刚才种上。根也刚才扎在地里，它一吹在其上，便都枯干。旋风将它们吹去，像碎秸一样。
So when it comes to pompous and strutting monarchs and presidents, he dispatches them with a puff.
所以对那些很自高自大、洋洋得意的这些地上的君王呢，他们就神可以吹一口气就把他们废掉。
Now whom do you fear?
那现在你到底怕谁？
In verse 26, he bids us look above to the stars.
在二十六节呢，先知叫我们向上举目来看这些星。
Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars.
你们向上举目，看谁创造这万象。
There is one who leads forth the host by number and calls them all by name.
因为有一位他一一的称其名，而且他按数目领他们出来。
Because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing.
因为他的全能，又因为他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。
It's always been a mystery to me how people are fascinated with astrology.
对我来说呢，有些人很喜欢这些星座的事情，对我来说好像是一个谜一样，一个奥秘。
Many look to the stars as watching over them and controlling their destiny.
有些人呢，他们看这些星，觉得这些星宿呢，好像在控制他们的命运。
Our prophet says, when you look at the stars, be sure that you are seeing not stars, but him who made them.
但是呢，先知告诉我们，当我们看这些星的时候，不要只看这些星。而是要看见是谁创造他们的。
Is not our Creator greater in every way than that which He has made?
所以我们的神呢，在任何一个方面呢，都比他所创造的要伟大。
It is spiritual blindness to look up at the stars and see nothing else.
当我们的属灵的眼睛瞎了的时候，我们看星星，我们就只看见星星而已。
God is incomparable. He is peerless. There is no rival.
神他是唯一的，无可比较的，他没有相等的，他也没有敌手。
And so at verse 28, once again, as we come into the last stanza, have you not known? Have you not heard?
所以在二十八节，他又再一次说，你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？
What is it that suffering people need?
所以人当人在受苦的时候，到底需要的是什么？
Should we cry out to God for a pill?
我们应该向神呼求要一颗药丸吗？
There is in fact something greater and better than anything God, even God can create and give us.
其实有一件事情呢，有一个它比神所能够创造的任何东西都要好。
He is all we need.
他自己就是我们所需要的一切。
He is the prescription for a suffering people.
对于受苦的人来说，他就是那一个处方。
You have known and you have heard.
你曾经听过，你也曾经知道。
The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he does not become tired or weary, and his understanding is unsearchable.
因为永在的神耶和华创造地极的主，他并不疲倦，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
There is no end to his power or his knowledge.
他的能力还有他的知识都没有限量。
There may be a place for introspection from time to time.
是的，有的时候呢，我们需要往里头去自我省察。
But ultimately, there is no healing, there is no life, there is no recovery by looking inward.
但是我们只是往里头省察呢，我们不会得到我们的医治，或是我们需要的恢复。
Our only hope, our salvation and healing comes from Him, and it comes from looking to Him.
我们唯一的盼望，我们的得救，我们的医治，都从注视他而来。
Gazing on him, contemplating him, adoring him.
让我们注视他，我们默想他，我们去爱慕他。
In 2 Corinthians 3, Paul tells us that it's by beholding the glorious Lord that we are transformed into his image.
哥林多后书第三章十八节，保罗告诉我们，当我们敞着脸来看他的时候，我们就变成主的形状。
It is He who gives strength to us.
因为是他把能力赐给我们。
To him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly.
是的，你岂不知道吗？就是疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。就是少年人也会疲乏困倦，强壮的也全然扑倒。
And as we read in Psalm 50, he doesn't need for us to feed him or to enlighten him.
所以他不需要我们来供应他，也不需要我们来帮助他。
Utterly to the contrary, he is the only reason we breathe. He is eternal life.
但是相反的呢，他是我们今天活着的原因。他就是永生。
So it is those who wait for the Lord who will gain strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles and run and not get tired and walk and not become weary.
所以那等候耶和华的呢，必重新得力。他们必如鹰展翅上腾。他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
This Creator God of whom Isaiah spoke is none other than Jesus of Nazareth.
这位以赛亚，先知以赛亚所说的这位创造的神呢，其实就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
The God they knew as the Lord, Yahweh, we know as Trinity.
Before
Abraham was, I am.
因为他说, 在亚伯拉罕以前, 1
John 5:20, Jesus Christ is the true God and eternal life.
约翰一书第五章20节,
Anything else is idolatry.
除他以外,
He is the incomparable one. He is greater than life-threatening enemies, greater than man-made deliverers, greater than world rulers.
他是无可比较的,他比一切所有那威胁我们性命的敌人都要强大,而且他比一切人手所造的拯救者都要伟大。
Greater than the stars and the universe, so that he easily controls its destiny.
所以呢,他也胜过地上一切的统治者,他也比天上的万星都伟大,所以其实呢,他是决定我们命运的那一位。
Comparing to any warrior or ruler or athlete or artist, scientist, scholar, professor, counselor, any team, any army, any nation, all of them together, he is so much better that any comparison is silly.
不管我们跟任何的战士、任何的领袖、任何的运动员、任何的艺术家、科学家、学者、测试、任何的团队、任何的军队、任何的国家。 这些都不能跟他比。如果我们把任何人跟他比的话，其实都是一个愚昧的动作。The
bottom line of this sermon is this: Behold your God.
所以今天我们的信息是什么呢？就是我们要来注视我们的神。We
need to think about Him.
我们需要不断的去思想他。I
urge you to read this chapter quietly in devotions.
我劝大家，奉劝大家，在我们灵修的时候呢，我们把这一章以赛亚书40章，我们默想默读。We
need to meditate on His immensity. He is so great.
我们需要来默想他的伟大，因为他是这么的大。We
need to meditate on His omniscience.
我们需要来默想，因为他的无所不知。The
best thing you can do for your mind. And for your anxieties is to dwell on Him and do it in the second person, you.
我们能够对我们的心思还有我们的一切的忧虑、焦虑所能最好的处理的方式呢，就是我们来注视他，来默想他。There
is nothing more important than knowing God.
没有一件事比认识我们的神更重要。And
we can never get past this lesson of His immensity.
我们永远没有办法能够完全的明白他的伟大。On
one hand, we can say we know what infinity is.
是的，有时候我们可以说我们知道什么叫做无限大。But
in the same breath, we must confess that we cannot fathom it.
但是同时呢，我们也说我们真的没有办法想象什么叫做无限大。This
is the God who is.
这就是神。
This is the God of creation and the God of final judgment.
这就是创造的神，也是那最终要审判的神。And
this is the God of Calvary.
这也是在加略山上的神。No
matter how grand your conception of it, of Him, He is greater.
不管我们可以把它想象的有多大，它都比我们所能想象的还要更大。You
dwell on this one long enough, you will know proper fear.
如果我们不断地去默想注视他，我们就可以有一个正确，对他有一个正确的敬畏。And
you will simultaneously be brought to your knees in trust.
然后呢，我们就会向他跪拜而来依靠他。O
God in heaven, we do bow.
哦，天上的神，我们向你敬拜。To
an awesome God.
你是一位伟大奇妙的神。
An infinite and glorious God.
一个无限的荣耀的神,
a good and loving God.
一个好的一个爱的神,
a just and holy God.
一个圣洁, 一个公义的神,
We give our lives into your trustworthy hands.
我们就把我们的生命交在你那个可信赖的手中。
Enlighten our minds, we pray.
我们祷告你来照明我们的心。
To see you and to know you in your glory.
让我们能够看见，而且能够知道你的荣耀。
Thank you for this great Savior that we celebrate today.
主啊，我们为这位伟大的救主，我们来感谢你。
We celebrate in his death and resurrection.
我们今天来纪念和庆祝他的死和他的复活。
And we look forward in hope to his coming.
我们也带着盼望来仰望他第二次再来。
It's in the name of this great Savior Jesus that we pray.
我们奉着这伟大的救主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.